Translation. Alas, how strange it is that we are preparing to commit greatly sinful acts, driven by the desire to enjoy royal happiness.
Ahavato mahatvapam kattam babusitabhyam jadraj sukhalobhina antam sajana uddataha. So, sometimes Arjuna is accused, Bhagavad Gita is also accused, that there is violence. Bhagavad Gita is full of violence. Yes, it is full of violence. We are free. But here, the Vaishnava thinking, Arjuna is thinking, that it was arranged for his Rajya Sukha, Jad Rajya Sukha Lobhi, Radha. It was arranged for the satisfaction of Arjuna, so that he could enjoy the kingdom and the happiness there. Actually, it was not so. It was arranged by Krishna for his satisfaction, not for Arjuna's satisfaction. So, that is the difference between ordinary work and devotional service. Devotional service and ordinary work, they look almost equal. Just like we are living in this house, the neighbors, they may think that some people are living here, chanting, dancing, we also dance, we also sometimes sing, and eating, they are also eating, so what is the difference? They may think that what is the difference between devotional service and ordinary work? It looks almost equal. Therefore, people misunderstand that Bhagavad Gita is ordinary warfare and violence. But it is not that. It is arranged by Krishna because to fulfill his mission is paritranam sadhunam vinashaya to dushkita. That is his satisfaction. Not Arjuna's satisfaction, not anyone's satisfaction. It is his plan. He comes, he descends on this planet, in this universe, just to establish the real purpose of religious life and to kill, to vanquish those who are opposing the real purpose of life, human life. That is his mission. Simultaneously, two things. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkita. So, sajanam ahovato mahatpapam kattam babusitabhyam jatrajya sukhalivana hantam sajanam adhyam. Sajanam means kinsman. So kinsman does not mean, in higher sense, only my brother or my sister or my father or my uncle. No. Sajanam means all living entities. Because one who hasn't got Krishna consciousness, his ordinary consciousness, material consciousness, he cannot think in terms of Sajana, my kinsman, all living entities. He cannot think. Actually, everyone is our Sajana. Because if God is Father, as Krishna said, Aham Bija Pada Pita, if He is the Supreme Father, not only declares, at least any fine religious system claims, God is the original power. That's a fact. Aham sarvasya prabhava, matta sarvam pravartate. Everything has come from Him. He is the Supreme Father. If Krishna is the Supreme Father, He is Father of everyone. Sarvajoni sukantaya. In all species of life, in all forms of life, they are all our sajan, kinsmen. How it cannot be? Because Krishna is the original power. This is Krishna consciousness. Therefore, a devotee of Krishna does not want to commit a little harm to any divinity. That is Krishna consciousness. Vidyavinaya sampanne brahmani gavi hastini suniti cha sapati cha pandita samadarsha. Pandita, one who is learned, is samadarsha, equal vision. Not that, that Krishna is equal vision. That picture, Krishna, is embracing the cup. He is not only embracing the gopis, but he is embracing the cup also, cows also. Samadarsha. For Krishna, the gopis, the cup, and the cows, or anyone in Vrindavan who has come to sell him, they are all equal to him. Somebody wants to serve Krishna as cow. Somebody wants to serve Krishna as cow. Somebody wants to serve Krishna as gopi. Somebody wants to serve Krishna as cow as boy. Somebody wants to serve Krishna as his father. Somebody wants to serve Krishna as his mother. These are the different mellows, different tastes. Every living entity has got its own test, how to love Krishna. But the central point is to love Krishna. Krishna is a reciprocal. He has no discrimination. That here is gopi, beautiful girl, therefore I shall love her more than the cow. No. Krishna is not so partial. Similarly, Krishna's devotees also, because yes, Krishna consciousness means he has got now, immediate quantity, Krishna's quality. Therefore, he is also equal to everyone. He thinks everyone, sajan, the same member of the same family. It does not matter if one has become ant or one has become elephant. The living spark, the soul, is the same dimension, either within the ant or in the elephant. This dimension of the soul we have several times discussed. 1/10,000 part of the top of the head. Kesagra satabhavasya satadhakulpita satya jiva bhava savijya sa anantaya kalpati. There is the dimension. In Shastra we get the dimension of the soul. Very, very minute. 1/10,000 part of the top of the head. Just imagine. So that portion is within the ant and within Brahma and within elephant. Therefore, one who is Pandit, one who knows what are the soul, spiritual spark, part and parcel of Krishna, if he has got full knowledge, then his vision is Vidyavinaya sampanne brahmani gobi hastini suniti to sapati cha pandita samadarshana. Samadarshana equal vision. A learned Brahmin, the most intelligent man in the human society, and a dog, superficially, externally, there is much difference. Here is a dog, a street dog, and here is a learned Brahman. But one who is Pandit, one who is Krishna conscious, he sees that the Pandit and the dog, they are the same, because they are also the same spiritual spark. By his karma, he has become a learned Pandit. And by his karma, he has become a dog. But within the different bodies, Dehinasmin Jatha Dehi Koma, Asmin Dehe, in this body there is the soul. That is his vision. Of course, externally, it is not that I shall behave equally with the Brahmana and the dog. That is external behavior. But internally, we should know that both the Brahmana and the dog, their spiritual spark. This is called Brahmagyan. Brahmagyan means the knowledge of spiritual self. That is called Brahmagyan. So, when one attains this Brahmagyan, then Brahmabhuta prasannatma nasochati nakha samasarvesu bhutesu samata ipa. That is Brahmagyan. So, in this verse, Krishna says, Arjuna says, that jadrāja sukhalovena antum sajanam buddha. So, when you are killing animals for the satisfaction of our tongue, this is mahāpāpam. Krishna Arjuna says, ahavato mahat-pāpam. Mahat-pāpam. Great sinful act. Great sinful act. If we want to kill anyone, any living entity, for my satisfaction, either my tongue satisfaction or any sense satisfaction, it is mahapapam, great sinful act. Because they are all sajan. You cannot kill. Either you take this sense or that sense. But Arjuna is speaking in a limited sense. He is thinking of his own family members. But if one is actually in knowledge, Brahmagyan, he thinks in the same way that the lower animals, they are also our family members. And if I kill him for my satisfaction, my sense satisfaction, it is very sinful act. Unfortunately, everyone is killing for his sense of gratification in the name of religion. In the name of religion, although it is prohibited, is still there killing. Thus, imagine how much sinful activity is there being and how they can be happy. Happiness, of course, a hog also thinks that he is very happy, that he is eating stool, living in filthy place, and because he has got the facility of sex life without any discrimination, he may think happy life, but that is not happiness. Happiness is a different thing. Sukham atam sitam yatta otindriya gayam. If you want to feel happiness by your this blunt material senses, that is not happiness. Happiness is beyond your material sense. Atantika. That is real happiness. Real happiness means it will never end. And you will never feel satisfied. There is no more want. That is real happiness. Material happiness, there is no such thing. That is, you will feel immediately satisfied. After enjoying any material happiness, a few minutes, you will feel again another. So, therefore, the Bhagavad Gita is saying, Sukham Atantikam Jatta. So, real joy, and what is real happiness, that is not felt by these blunt material sense. So, what is that sense? That is purified sense. Sarva-pādhi-vinir-muktam-tat-parat-tena-nirvana. When our senses are purified, tat-parat-tena, for the sake of Krishna, when our senses are employed for the sake of Krishna, that is purified. Rishikena-rishikesa-sivanam-bhakti-richa. That is one thing. So, here, in the beginning, Arjuna is thinking in terms of his blunt senses. But the same thing he will do. Atantikam, Otindriya, feeling five senses. They try to understand. This is Krishna consciousness. Because Arjuna is now thinking, Jadaraja Sukhalobhina, for the matter of getting kingdom and sense gratification, I am going to kill my kinsmen. So it is a great thing. That's a fact. If the warfare in the Kurukshetra battlefield was for Arjuna's satisfaction, then it was a great thing. But actually it is not being done for Arjuna's satisfaction. It is to be done for Krishna's satisfaction. So therefore the conclusion should be that whatever we do, if we do it for our own self-satisfaction, that is mahapa, sinful activities. But if we do the same thing for Krishna's satisfaction, that is spiritual advancement. This is the difference. So outsiders, they think that a karmi is working for its own satisfaction. And a devotee is working for Krishna's satisfaction. Although two things are similar, externally it appears the same thing, but there is great difference. Whatever you do for your own satisfaction, for the satisfaction of your friends, that is mahapa, great thing. The same thing when you do for Krishna, that is opening your path to liberation, back to home, back to home. This is the difference. You have to change the concept, what you are doing, for whom you are doing, for yourself or for Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. And that is the perfection of life. In whatever position you are, whatever you are doing, it doesn't matter. That is confirming the Srimad Bhagavatam. Adapum vi vijasrestha varnasama vivhavat sanusthidasya dharmasya sanusiddhi paritosana. Paritosana means to satisfy the Supreme Lord, Hari. That is perfection. It doesn't matter what you are doing. Varnasama vivhavat. First of all, whatever doing, it does not mean whatever nonsense you are doing, that will be accepted. No. Varnasama vibhavasa. According to Vedic civilization, there is division of varna. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. So activities must be done according to the varnasam prescription. A brahmana is ordered to do like this, satya, sama, dama, pratiksha, arjava, you should practice this. A kshatriya should practice this. And a vaishya should practice this. So that is therefore it is called varnasam. The prescribed duties are already there. Therefore, perfect human society means, first of all, there must be this division. Brahman, kshatriya, vaishya. And when they act, the duties of that particular position, Brahman Kshatriya, for the satisfaction of Krishna, that is perfection. It doesn't matter whether you are a Shudra or you are Brahman, but if you act for the satisfaction of Krishna, according to the prescription of your position, then your life is perfect. That is one thing. The whole human civilization should be based on this principle. That must be division. The division is already there. They should be coordinated, systematized. Not that everyone is Brahman. Brahman means the intelligent man. So, we should pick up the intelligent man. They should be trained as Brahman. Those who are martial, having fighting spirit, they should be selected as Kshatriya. Those who are for increasing money, mercantile mentality, they should be also collected similarly Shudra, and they should be trained, everyone, to satisfy Krishna. Varnasama vibhava. Sanuskritasya dharmasya samsiddhi hrikosa. So here Arjuna is a fighter. He is engaged in fighting. Now he is thinking that is proper. He is Vaishnava. He is devotee. He is properly thinking that for my sense gratification, I am going to kill my kinsman. Oh, what a great sinful activity I am going to do. But actually, Krishna is not engaging his devotee to act sinfully. No, that is not Krishna's vision. Although, superficially it appears that Krishna is engaging Arjuna to fight in the sinful activities. No, that is not sinful. Whatever Krishna does, it is not sinful, it is transcendental. The most pure activity. Therefore, one, the rascals who do not understand Krishna, they say that Krishna is immoral. They do not know what is Krishna and what is Krishna's action. They do not know. They think that Krishna is engaging Arjuna to fight. Oh, it is immoral. Why Krishna should engage Arjuna in the fighting business? So therefore, or why Krishna is engaged in dancing with the gopis? They are wives and sisters of other men. It is sinful if we enjoy with other's wife or other's daughter or other's sister, who is not bona fide my wife, if I want to enjoy life, that is his sex. Krishna is not doing that. But artificially, those who are nonsense, they see that Krishna is dancing at dead of night with other daughters and girls. Therefore, he is immoral. That means he does not know what is Krishna. Krishna can do anything. Tejyasang na dosar. Tejyasang na dosar. He, just like the sun, is very powerful. As you see in this material world, a sun, a material thing, and it is very powerful. But the sun is soaking water, taking water from the sea as well as from filthy place. See, he is also taking, what is called soaking or evaporating, yes. Evaporating water from urine also. And fill the place where detail is evaporating water as well as from the sea. But it does not mean by evaporating water from the sweat, this and healing, the sun is becoming polluted. No. Rather, he is standing that place, what is called profile acting, sunset by his sunshine. Similarly, even though somebody comes to Krishna with some purpose which is not moral, but the man or woman who comes there, he or she becomes purified. And Krishna does not become immoral. This science has to be known by the dastas before calling Krishna immoral. Therefore, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Manushyanam sahasrasu kvaschid jatati siddhaya. Jata tamati siddhana. Kvaschid vetimam tattva. These dastas, they do not know what is Krishna. They think Krishna is ordinary man. Why is engaging Arjuna in the fighting? Why is dancing with others, daughters and girls? These are immoral. Therefore, this rasa dance should not be discussed among the fools and dancers. They misunderstand. Although the professional reciters, they take part whenever they speak of Bhagavata, we usually jump over the rasas. That is not to be done. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never indulged in such things. For mass of people, he engages himself in Sankirtan. And when Krishna dealing with the gopis were discussed, he was discussing among three selected devotees, Ramananda Raya, Sarup Damodar, and Sikimai. He had thousands and thousands of devotees, but he never discussed Krishna's Rasila in the mass of people, never. That was restricted. Krishna, because they misunderstand. These actors, they do not know what is Krishna, and they misunderstand. They will be polluted. Of course, not polluted, because after all, they will hear about Krishna. But they may misunderstand that he is against their making progress to the spiritual life. So, Krishna is not immoral. Krishna is not engaging Arjuna to commit such sinful activities, sajanam, hatya. No. Krishna is engaging him in his service. So one has to understand that. So when Arjuna will understand that this war, this fighting, is not for my sense gratification, it is for Krishna's sense gratification, then he agrees, because he is a devotee. Kari sevatananta. Yes, I shall now act. This is the proposition. Atmanira trittivancha dhare tar nam kaam. Kaam means lust. What is lust? Lust means whenever you try to satisfy your senses, that is called lust. And the same whenever you try to satisfy Krishna's senses, that is love. Practically, the same business, but personal and Krishna. So Krishna consciousness movement means we have to act everything for Krishna under proper direction. You cannot manufacture that I am doing for Krishna. Then there is another misleading. Therefore, we require the guidance of the spiritual master. Krishna, Guru Krishna Kripa, that is Chaitanya Charitamrita. So you have to seek the mercy both of Krishna and Guru. Not that you have become so advanced that you are directly in connection with Krishna and whatever you gain, it is mercy. No, don't think like that. It must be guided, it must be confirmed by Guru. Guru Krishna Kripaya Paya Bhakti Latavi, Bhakti Laini. So our business is, Krishna consciousness movement is, that we have to satisfy Krishna. That reference by that Professor Zener, that one rogue, he did by his wings, and he alleged that after reading Bhagavad Gita virus, he committed this one. So, did he take permission from Krishna or Krishna's representative? But he does not know the technique. He has unnecessarily accused, committed a great offense to the lotus feet of Krishna. So therefore, an inexperienced person, they should not try to teach Bhagavad Gita to others, because he has no knowledge. This knowledge has to be received by parampara system. Even parampara praptam, mangalaju chayo vidu. So simply by academic failure, by knowledge of ABCD, you cannot understand Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita is saying, bhaktosi, priyosi, without becoming bhakta. Therefore, Sanatana Goswami has forbidden that don't hear anything about Krishna from a person who is not a Vaishnava. A Vaishnava mukhata dinna puta hari katha amritam savanamna katha. This is right. You cannot hear, but these audience or the students, they also do not know that here is a rascal, he is not a devotee, he is not a Vaishnava. Why should we hear from him Bhagavad Gita? The first condition is bhaktosi. And the prohibition is also by Acharya. So, avaishnava mukhat jinnah puta hari katha amritam savaranakat. Puta hari katha amritam. Hari katha talks of Krishna there by themselves, pure. But still, it is Prabhupada that if it is spoken by a common song, non-devotee, one should not hear, should not must immediately reject. First of all, we have to see who is going to speak about Krishna. Is it a devotee of Krishna? Is he a Vaishnava or not? If he is not, then immediately reject. Oh, we are not going to hear from him. But people do not know. Any rascal speaking about Bhagavad Gita, we hear. That is not the process. Then we misunderstand. Avaishamamukha, sattvat shishta payodhata. Just that milk is very good food. Everyone knows. But when it is touched by the tongue of the serpent, it is called English. So you cannot drink poison. Don't hear Bhagavad Gita or any talk about Krishna from a person who is not a Vaishnava, who is not a devotee of Krishna. We misunderstand. They will say, then we will say, oh, Krishna is engaging Arjuna for fighting, for committing so many sinful activities. No, that is not the fact. Krishna is engaging Arjuna fighting, just to serve his purpose. Paritranaya khadunam, vinashaya dushritam. And Krishna is executing the mission of Krishna, not for his personal benefit. These are the things. That's all. Thank you very much.